Use the intuitive drag and drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I don't give a rat crap what or where you shove your show.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That week went really fast, didn't it? It's Friday already.
Man,
can you believe it?
Yes.
What? Frank has the day off today, and so I get to fill in and play for a few hours again. Hi, it's Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. I did bring in some knuckleheads in the news for later on, and yes, we will play a Harris Challenge, and Bill Clevelin and Mike Evans will be along in the 4 o'clock hour. Jose will be here for Tech Talk, and we got a lot of other stuff to do. But to start the show today, I've invited back onto the show a guy who used to be a regular when I had a regular show here on KTRS years ago, and haven't had him on for several years. His name is John Marshall. I call him the king of collectible records because he runs this website called moneymusic.com where you can go and you can see the value of old vinyl records that you might have lying around in your den or your basement or hopefully not in your attic, considering what our summer weather in St. Louis would do to it, and frankly, what the winter weather in St. Louis would do to it. So I've invited John back on the show today, and before he comes on here, I just want to give out the phone numbers because I know we have listeners who do still have some vinyl still sitting around, and you're wondering, what should we do with this stuff? Is this still valuable in any way? Is this, you know, if I put it out and sell it for a quarter, am I selling it too cheap? Should I, can I get 10 bucks for this, 100 bucks? We've had people call in for on-air appraisals with John in the past who have gotten four and close to five figures. I don't think we've ever had one over 10K, but we've had some pretty valuable records in the past. The majority of them aren't going to be that valuable, but 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS, and Dan will line up some people on the phones here. And in the meantime, John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Paul. Great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. How is the record collecting business?
Going around and around.
Yeah?
It keeps on spinning.
I'm curious because we now live in the digital age,
right?
And with digital downloads and, you know, so easy to copy and so easy to get music now and download it and have it on your computer and then put it on your portable device, that stuff will never really be collectible because the key to collectability is, well, only a few copies of it exist, right?
Well, not necessarily a few copies, but of course collectors want the original vinyl. No matter how many times you reproduce it on an MP3 or a CD, it's not going to affect the value of the original vinyl. And as more time goes by, more and more of that original vinyl gets lost or just disappears, and so the values continue to rise. And most collectors, they're not only in it just because they love the music, they're in it because it has money, and they're looking for an investment, and these things continually go up in value.
And there are actually contemporary acts that are putting music out on vinyl now, right?
Absolutely. In the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a lot more vinyl come out. A lot of younger listeners realize that analog sounds better than digital. And wherever there's a demand, the record company is going to come up with a supply. And so there's a lot more vinyl coming onto the market.
So when a group like that comes out, and there are various groups that have done this, when they come out with their album, they make it available on iTunes or the Google Play Store or Amazon or wherever it is. And then they also do vinyl. Do they make those a limited pressing so that they are also collectible?
Well, I don't think they market them as limited, but obviously there isn't as many releases as there was, you know, back in the heyday. Whether they'll be collectible, you know, who knows. But a lot of the major artists that are collectible are putting out vinyl these days, which immediately becomes collectible. Led Zeppelin put out a set about 5 years ago of all their music from all their albums pressed onto 12-inch singles, and they put it in a special little box. And that set is currently up to around $3,000.
How much did it cost if you wanted to go out and buy it when it was brand new?
I'm not sure, but I don't think it was that high. I think it was more in the $750 price range.
All right. So still, new vinyl, if it's by the right artists, can still be collectible.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go right to the phone calls. I know you've got a top 10 list for this week. I'm guessing it's Halloween related, right?
Well, I have two. We can do either one. I got top 10 Halloween, or this is the 50th anniversary of the Rolling Stones on the Sullivan Show. We have their top 10 most valuable records.
Okay, and we're also going to tell you how you can get your stuff appraised by John online, and also how you can get what used to be a telephone book-sized book.
Yeah.
But just as the telephone book is no longer, they don't have to dump that on your front porch anymore, because we all have access to phone numbers on our phones now. John has said, well, let's put it out on a CD, and you can get that, and we'll tell you how you can get that in a little while. But let's do some appraising first, okay?
Sure.
All right, let's start with Michelle. Welcome to the Big 550, Michelle.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask about, I actually only own one record. It was given to me as a kid. And it's the Muppet movie.
It's the soundtrack to the Muppet movie?
Yes.
Well, give it back. No. You know, some soundtracks can be collectible. Unfortunately, not the Muppet movie, not to a record collector, no more than $10, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is there maybe like a green vinyl version of Kermit singing the Rainbow Connection or something?
That wouldn't make any difference.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Keep in mind that most of the money is in five categories: rock and roll, country, blues, soul, and jazz. And in those five categories, it's the 1950s, the 1960s, and the 70s where the majority of the big money is going to be found. And rock and roll is certainly the number one category.
All right, Michelle, sorry to disappoint you, but thanks for calling.
I have a question for John.
Yes.
Tim Weiland, our traffic guy, has coming. They're coming to take me away, the album.
The album by Napoleon XIV.
Yes.
Yes, on Warner Brothers. Collectors always want these on the original label. The album is currently up to $100.
Whoa.
Okay. Considering that when the album came out, or when Tim first acquired it, it was probably $2, $3.
Yeah, $2.98, something like that.
Something like that. Again, you got to keep it in those terms. You know, if you hear, well, oh, it's only worth $50. Yeah, if you paid $4 for it, that's a pretty good return. All right, Mike, you're next on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Say hi to John.
First of all, I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, that's the first thing you should always say.
Okay, my next-door neighbor had their house. They were cleaning out the house, and they had albums and albums, and I'm going through them. And I find this album in there, and it's called Meet the Beatles. And it's got a picture of all four of them. And on the back, it tells of their, I guess, of their beginnings. And it goes through and says a little bit about each one of them, I believe. I don't have it right here in front of me. I just pulled over to the side of the road when I heard this come on.
Okay, before John answers, I'm going to just tell you, this was the first Beatles album that really was a huge hit in America. It had I Want to Hold Your Hand and some of their earliest hits on it. But
exactly.
There are probably questions that you have to ask about it, right?
Well, I can certainly tell them what to look for. It all depends whether you have an original issue or a reissue, so I'm going to tell you what to look for when you go home. Look at the record label, not the cover, but the record label. If it's a black label with a rainbow band around the label, it's up to about $500. But if the label is green, orange, or purple, it's going to be no more than $40.
Does that mean it's a reissue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now with the Beatles, and thank you for calling, Mike. There's your answer. With the Beatles in particular, they have done so many releases of so many different versions of right. their material. Are there certain, like, mono versus stereo, et cetera, that affect the value of these things?
Yeah, it all depends on how many were released in each version. For example, Magical Mystery Tour, a mono copy of that can go up to around $1,500, where a stereo copy is probably more in the $300 price range because there were so many less of them in mono. If there had been more of them in mono, then the stereo versions would be worth more.
That's why this show is so valuable. We're doing this in mono.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Bill, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Good afternoon.
By the way, any of those old radio recordings in quad, no value to them then, no value to them now. Go ahead, Bill.
I collect a lot of different albums, but this one's really kind of strange to me. I've never seen before, and it's a soundtrack album, but it's from Easy Rider.
Yes.
It's got pictures of Peter Fonda, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper on it.
Did it come with cocaine?
No.
That would probably make it more valuable. I'm not guessing. And I know John's not a cocaine collector, neither am I, but I'm pretty sure that would up the value of the album.
Yeah, some soundtracks can be quite collectible. This particular one, Easy Rider, it's up to about $25.
Alrighty.
Okay, yeah, thanks for calling, Bill. What is an example of a really valuable soundtrack?
Well, the big one out there is a 1954 movie, The Caine Mutiny, Humphrey Bogart, Jason Robards, an original on RCA up to $10,000.
Holy cow.
Wait a minute, that wasn't a musical.
That's the reason for a mutiny. Well, you know what's unique about it is the fact that you not just hear the music, but you actually hear the voices of the actors on the soundtrack, which is kind of unique.
Oh, it's got all the dialogue in there.
Well, not all of it, but a lot of it, yeah.
Very interesting. Jose Ferrer, too.
Yes.
Okay, Roger, you're next on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have an album that was given to me when I was in grade school. It's Elvis Presley, The Sun Sessions.
Yes. Well, the original Sun recordings can be very collectible, but The Sun Sessions came out first in 1977. So they are a repackaging of the early Sun recordings, and they're released on RCA. So it's not among the big Elvis collectibles, up to about $25.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Roger, thanks for calling. But Elvis is one of those guys, you know, like the Beatles and the Stones, who we'll get to in a second. Elvis is one of those artists who has a lot of collectible music, right?
Elvis and the Beatles, no doubt. If you put them, you know, stack all their records up, they would add up to the most money.
Okay. Russ, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
I actually have two albums I want to ask about. I bought some albums from a store in Belleville probably 30 years ago. I can't remember the name of the store. It was Vinyl something, but it was a used record store. The owner showed me one of his collectible albums that he picked up, and I bought it. It's World Anthem, Frank Marino, Mahogany Rush, and it's autographed.
Well, it's not a big collectible, and, you know, you bring up autographs. Now, the autograph may be worth more than the record. They can actually hurt the value of the record because a record never came with an autograph, and any time you alter a collectible of any kind from the way it originally was put out, you can hurt the value. So if I were going to sell that record, I'd certainly go the autograph route rather than the...
Well, how would you get something like that appraised?
Well, you probably have to Google, you know, handwriting experts or autograph experts. That's the way I would do it.
But we're talking about really two different markets here, aren't we, John?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you've got people who are autograph hounds who might look at that and go, oh, I would like the autograph of Frank. What was his name?
Frank Marino.
Frank Marino and from Mahogany Rush. I'd like that. Own that. I'll pay you X number of dollars for that. And then you'll have other people who are record collectors who say, well, that record isn't all that valuable to me, and it's less valuable because somebody put a Sharpie on it.
Yeah, and one of the big problems, of course, is authenticity. You know, how do we know it was signed by the particular artist? Unless you have somebody take a picture of the artist signing the album, I always tell people, if you have a chance to get an autograph, just have the artist sign a separate slip of paper and stick it inside the album.
There you go. And, Russ, I will tell you, just from personal experience, I ruined a really good piece of art years ago. It's a Picasso, and I had it signed by Rembrandt. Big mistake. Oh. Big mistake.
Everything.
I absolutely did. All right, we mentioned the Rolling Stones, and we'll take plenty of more phone calls in the next half hour here, I promise, at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and Star-KTRS. But let's run down those top 10 most valuable Stones albums, since it is the 50th anniversary of their being part of the British invasion.
All righty, this is a combination of 45s and albums. We'll start with number 10, work our way up to the really big number one.
Okay.
Number 10, can't get no satisfaction. But if you have that 45 with its picture sleeve, you can get some satisfaction. That's worth up to $350.
Let me just stop you right there, because picture sleeves is another thing that contemporary music buyers may not understand at all. I mean, the fact that we're talking about vinyl in this whole hour here today, yep. There are still vinyl records being made, but there's no such thing as a single song being released on vinyl with a picture sleeve, which is exactly what it sounds like. It was the sleeve that the record went in, and sometimes it had a picture of the band or some other art specifically done for that record, right?
Absolutely, and those picture sleeves are always worth more than the actual 45 itself. So,
okay,
very important. Number 9 on our list, there's Satanic Majesty's Request, a mono copy of the album, up to $400.
Mm-hmm.
One of the early 45s for the Stones, It's All Over Now, the old Bobby Womack song with the picture sleeve, up to $400. One of the lesser-known hits for the Stones was called Dandelion, 1965, with its picture sleeve up to $500. One of their early recordings, Buddy Holly's Nut Fade Away, with picture sleeve up to $500. Rolling Stone 45, Heart of Stone, with the picture sleeve up to $600.
Now, when you say with the picture sleeve, what if you just had the vinyl and you lost the picture sleeve of a $600 combined value? How much would the record get?
Up to around $50.
That's why you need that sleeve. Yeah. What if you have just the sleeve? Is that the other $550?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Speaking of sleeves to look for, 1978 Beast of Burden, that 45 picture sleeve, currently up to $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
The second album put out by the Stones was called 12x5, a regular black vinyl copy, up to $100. But it also was released as a blue vinyl copy. So if you have a blue vinyl or find a blue vinyl copy of 12x5, up to $8,000. The Stones' very first 45 in the U.S. never made the charts. It's called Stoned, and if you find a copy or have a copy, up to $10,000.
Wow, and that's not the most valuable.
Number one, 1968, 45, Street Fighting Man. The picture sleeve, up to $18,000.
Wow. Now, while we're on the Stones, I do have to ask you, since you mentioned Beast of Burden, that was on their 1978 album, Some Girls.
Yep.
Which had a couple of records that we were not allowed to play on the radio because of the language. But there were also some legal issues with the cover, because it had all sorts of celebrities looking through the windows on the album cover. And some of those celebrities didn't give their approval, and there was legal action later. So are there different versions of that, and any of those valuable in any way?
Right. I think it was Lucille Ball that led the charge on getting that cover changed, and a lot of people think when an album is recalled and they issue a new cover, it can make it a big collectible. And that can be true, but it all depends on how many were sold before the recall. And in the case of Some Girls, hundreds of thousands, so it's not a big collectible, either version, no more than $10 to $15.
If you would like to get your vinyl appraised, and you can't get through here while we're talking to John in this hour, you can go to his website, which is moneymusic.com, and he has offers on there about how you can have him appraise them for you online. You can also get this CD he has that lists values. You know, when we started doing this about a quarter of a century, you and I, on the radio, John, I remember you said, Paul, we have about 250,000 listings in there. How many is it now?
Over a million.
Over a million recordings. It gives you the value. And if you call this number today, 800-654-1967, John and I worked out a deal where you can get that at half price for $19.95.
Absolutely. It'll list the values for over a million records alphabetically by over 55,000 different recording artists.
All right. Again, today, because you're listening to this show, $19.95 is the deal. The phone number is 800-654-1967. John, I'll put you on hold, and we'll come back right after the break with more, okay?
Okay.
All right, stand by. Let's go to Tim Weiland now.
Meep, meep.
Who is the proud owner of a semi-valuable Napoleon XIV disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. $100. That's not bad. And, you know, after they released it, I think they banned it. At least I knew they banned the airplay of it on radio.
Yeah.
But I thought they had banned the selling of the album also. So,
well, you know what that was? That was people listening to the other songs on there besides they're coming to take me away. Ha 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 hoo hoo ee.
Yeah.
And everybody not named Dr. Demento said, no, you don't have to sell that anymore.
Yeah. That's right. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Well, we got a report of an accident in South County at Lime Ferry at Forder. Also, it looks like we've got slow traffic in all lanes right now on northbound 55 as you make your way past the Poplar Street Bridge. They do have a right lane down. On eastbound 44 as you go into the depressed section. And it looks like we're a little bit heavy on westbound 44 in that right lane as you're trying to ramp on to northbound 270. This traffic report brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shipping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information and happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim Powers here. Make sure to tune in to the big sports show, 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night for the Powers Perspective. We'll let you know which prep football teams are rising, scuffling, and break down the area's best players on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning! The Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating, and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today, or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification. We're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Denny here from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is a valuable record right here.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm going to have to penalize you.
How much is this worth?
Let's ask. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris filling in for Frank today. Ian and Dan are here with me. And John Marshall, the king of collectible records, is back on the show appraising your old vinyl records that you have lying around the house or the next-door neighbor's basement, or you picked them up at a yard sale for a quarter, and you're wondering, are these things actually worth anything? As far as I know, John, that was the only hit ever for a duo known as Mel and Tim.
Mel and Tim, great record, but not a big collectible. Not to a record collector.
You know what it should be? That should be played in the Rams locker room every week because of all the penalties they get.
Oh, my goodness.
Backfield in motion again?
Hey, John, do they look at the artwork? Because back in the 70s, the artwork on the album covers and everything was phenomenal.
Well, sometimes, and usually if it's a well-known artist, for example, on Big Brother and the Holding Company album, Cheap Thrills, the artwork was done by Robert Crumb, who did the Keep on Truckin' logo. And because it's his artwork, it can make that album worth up to $400.
What about the other bands of that era who had really fancy artwork like Yes or the Moody Blues?
Yeah, unless the artist was really well-known and collectible, it's not going to affect the value of the album.
Okay. Let's go back to your phone calls here with John Marshall. His website, by the way, is moneymusic.com. Our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and *KTRS on your cell. Lisa, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. I have 45 recorded by Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not at home, so I can't remember the name of it. But, I mean, is it of any possible value? I've had it for years.
Well, he had two. One was I Am the Greatest, and also he recorded Stand By Me, which is a big hit for Benny King.
Right.
Now, to a record collector, if you have the picture sleeve that came with it, it's worth up to about $75 to a record collector. But to somebody who collects sports memorabilia, or Muhammad Ali memorabilia, it may have a different value, but I can only give you the value for the eyes of a record collector.
I would guess, Lisa and John, I'm interested in whether you agree with me here, that when it first came out, because Ali was at the time the most famous athlete in the world, his records probably sold a lot. However, in the intervening decades, a lot of people probably went, what do I need this for? And have thrown it out, which adds to the collectability of the ones that are left, right?
Well, that certainly is true. Less of them, the value goes higher. And, you know, they weren't big hits by any means. So, you know, not that many of them were sold.
All right, Lisa, there you go. Thanks for calling. Roxanne, you're next on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have some old albums that you used to be able to buy them at gas stations. And I have a Jimmy Reed and a Lead Belly.
Well, the titles are going to make a big difference in the record labels. Do you have them in front of you by any chance?
No, I'm in my car.
Okay. Well, look for VJ Records, V-E-E-J-A-Y, VJ, for Jimmy Reed. Most of his albums on VJ are going to be up to around $100.
Okay, yeah, I think it was VJ,
Yeah, Lead Belly, very popular, but not quite as collectible. Most of his albums are going to be more in the $30 to $40 price range.
Lead Belly, one of the original blues/folk singers.
Yeah,
and, right.
Yeah. All right, Roxanne, there you go. Thanks for calling. Here is Tim on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. I started collecting The Move after I found out that they were the predecessors for the ELO. And I was just wondering, I've got most of their albums and some of the singles. I was just wondering what they might be worth.
Neither ELO or The Move have any substantial value as of yet. Whether that'll change, who knows? Usually these things do go up in value. A lot of them go up in value faster than others.
Come on, John. It's been 40 years since the last Move album.
And
they haven't gotten valuable yet.
ELO did record Xanadu with Olivia Newton-John, and a picture disc of Xanadu has Olivia Newton-John's picture on it. It would be up to around $5,000.
And the reason it's valuable is not because ELO recorded it, but because it has a picture of 1970s Olivia Newton-John when she was hot.
Yeah.
That's right. Very
good, because I got that one.
You have that one, Tim?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Paul will give you $500 for it.
Well, no. I mean, you know, if I gave him $500, that would be quite a value, because John just said it's worth $5,000, which is one of the most valuable ones we've had in a long time, John.
Yeah, we always say a record is worth up to, because condition, of course, is very important. But picture discs rarely got played because they sounded terrible.
Right.
So chances are he's got it in pretty good shape.
All right, there you go, Tim. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So picture discs, again, like I had to explain before about picture sleeves, for people of a certain generation, they've never seen a picture disc, even if they've seen a vinyl album. Explain what a picture disc was and why some of them are valuable, if any.
Well, a picture disc is a record where there's a picture embedded right into the vinyl itself, not just on the cover. And on our top 10 Halloween collectibles, we have two. Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London, has a picture of a werewolf on the vinyl. That's worth up to $100. And Michael Jackson Thriller, with a picture of Michael Jackson embedded right into the vinyl, is currently up to $400.
Now, were those put out when the album was first released or when the song was first released, or were they done later as promotional things?
No, they were put out at the same time, but in limited supply. So, obviously, they're much. A regular Thriller album, for example, is up to around $30. So, at $400, obviously, there aren't that many picture disc versions of it.
I'm surprised a Thriller album's worth $30 because it's still one of the top five albums of all time. It sold tens of millions.
Well, you know, usually when a recording artist dies, the value of the records does not go up. Only time increases the value. The big exception has been Michael Jackson. After he died, the prices went up and they stayed up. And so, you know, Thriller, which was selling, you know, for about $10 prior to his death, is up to around $30, and as you say, there's over 30 million of them out there, but he's got a big following among record collectors.
What about compilations? I'm annoying people who are waiting here on the phone, but I'm going to ask this question. What about compilations like KTEL's Pure Rock and those sort of things?
Well, KTEL, no, not so much, because usually when KTEL did it, you know, you get like 90 seconds of the song. You didn't get the whole thing. Some compilations, yeah, all depending on who the recording artists are and what record label they're on. But usually the KTEL and the Ronco and the Time Life and albums like that, no, are not too collectible.
All right. Diane, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, it's actually Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, I'm sorry.
I'm only Diane at nighttime at the bar.
Well, I have to tell you, I took a guess here because Dan has it up on the list as D-A-N-I-E semicolon. So I had to guess,
well,
is that
I've
Diane or is it Dan?
I've got all my records and stuff from my grandparents through my stuff, and I've got two I want to ask about
okay.
that were mine.
Yep.
From the Captain and Tennille, I've known them since before Love Will Keep Us Together, and I have an A&M Records test pressing of Can't Stop Dancing from the early 70s.
Well, test pressings or promo copies that were sent to radio stations that say not for sale or a promotional copy on them can be worth more than the commercial version put out in the stores. They're never worth any less, but they're not always more valuable. And unfortunately, the test pressing for Captain Tennille is not going to be more than $10.
All right, and the other one is from 1979 when Paul McCartney first released the 45 of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae, backed with Wonderful Christmas Time.
Hmm.
Yes, he does have some valuable records. That is not a
monster. Oh, no!
Again, up to about $10.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, and the last one is related to Paul Harris. I have a blue mug that I won in his contest. It says, in the middle of the day, in the middle of America,
oh,
Paul Harris.
Yeah, that's probably the last time you were on with me, John.
Those are priceless.
Yeah. No, I will tell you right now, because I have a few of them in my garage, and I'm holding on to them because someday I'm hoping they're worth over a dollar. But thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for the
thank
years
you.
Of listening, Daniel. I do appreciate that. Joe, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So I have a few albums I want to ask about. The Red album, the Beatles' Red album on red vinyl, Louis Prima, Call of the Wildest, and Ray Charles, Modern Sounds and Country Music.
Well, red vinyl and the Beatles, a lot of them were on red vinyl. This is the greatest hits albums. There are two of them, blue vinyl, red vinyl. Not among the big Beatle collectibles. It's up to, each one would be worth up to around $40. Louis Prima. Love Louis Prima, but not extremely collectible, so you're not really looking too much more than $20.
Oh, that's a shame, because some of those recordings of his, particularly the live ones, are unbelievably exciting to listen to.
Oh, he's great. Too bad, but you know, you can't make it worth money if somebody else isn't willing to.
Let me just jump in and say, if you have a few minutes today, go on YouTube and find the original Louis Prima video of him doing Just a Gigolo, which was redone in like 1979 or so by David Lee Roth and turned into a hit again.
Right.
But Louis Prima did the original of that with Keeley Smith singing with him.
Great.
It's great.
Yep. And Ray Charles has some very valuable records, but the one you have, and he had two country albums. Country and Western Meets Rhythm and Blues is the more valuable, up to around $175. The one that you have is up to about $25.
Sorry about that, Joe.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, can I ask one more question?
Very quickly.
Yes, I'm interested in playing some of these records. Does he have a recommendation for either playing them or downloading them or uploading them into computer files?
Well, you can certainly buy record players today that are equipped where you can download the your vinyl right onto a CD through your computer. I don't recommend any one in particular, but, you know, they're out there. But, again, collectors are just looking for the original vinyl.
Yeah, but, Joe, I will tell you, I have a what's called a USB turntable where it's a one piece. It costs less than $100. And it's one piece. You plug it into the USB outlet of your Mac or PC, and there's some free audio software called Audacity that you can download online. And once you play the record, it will record into your computer, and then you can save each song or even each album if you wanted to as a separate file and go back and listen to them later. If you do them as individual songs, it takes a little bit more time because you have to go back and label each song and artist for what it is. But if you really are interested in digitizing this stuff, you can get these USB turntables, like I said, online. You know, go to Amazon or maybe even on Craigslist. Somebody has one under $100.
Oh, great.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Here's Mike on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I got two I want to ask you about. I've got all the police picture discs that are in the shape of the police badges. And I've got the original Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction
Appetite for Destruction, the robot cover is the one you have. The one with the skull and the crossbones is up to about $20. The robot cover that you have is up to about $75.
Oh, okay.
And on the police, not extremely collectible, up to around $20.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let me get it to as many of the other callers as we can here before we run out of time. Josh, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Paul, thanks for making time for me.
Yep.
I'll be quick. I already got the question, one of my questions answered, and that was the Michael Jackson Thriller picture disc. But I have a promo copy of Kiss 45, I Was Made for Loving You.
Well, Kiss does have some collectible records. Their promo copies, though, aren't any worth any more than the regular store-bought copies. So this particular record up to about $20.
By the way, John says that every time he's on with me because he knows that a lot of the ones I have are promo copies not for sale because I got them when I worked at radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
He's just taunting me.
I have a stack of that I got of 45s. This one's the one that stood out because it was a promo copy.
Yeah.
And I've looked online and some of the 45s from say like Germany or something like that, those will go for $50-$60 on eBay or something. But I was just curious because I've not found this one anywhere.
Yeah, there's only established values for records issued in the U.S. So records issued in Germany, England, overseas, what we call imports, they have no established values. So
right.
It's a collector that just wants it. That's what he's going to pay. But we can't say an import is worth a certain amount of money because one way we put a value on a record is to know how many were released. Those figures are available in the U.S., but they're not accessible overseas.
All right, Josh, thanks for calling. Mike, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. I've got a Tony Bennett album that's still in its cellophane wrapper in the case. It's never been opened. I want to be...
Yeah.
Be around. I wonder if that was worth anything.
Yeah, you know, he's a great artist. Everybody loves Tony Bennett. But popularity does not necessarily translate into collectability, so you're really not looking too much more than $20.
Yeah, and by the way, don't keep it in the cellophane wrapper, right, John?
Well, you want to break the seal. If you keep an album still sealed, you run the risk of the record warping or pressing against the cover so tightly that it leaves that circular impression on the cover, which ruins the value of the album cover, which is at least half the value.
And by the way, I will tell you that you have, if you have the Tony Bennett Lady Gaga album, congratulations, so does everyone else.
Yeah.
it debuted at number one a couple of weeks ago. Melanie, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. I have a question. We have two albums. One is JFK's speeches from 1960 to 1963. And then I also have an album of the broadcast tribute of JFK's speeches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're of any value.
You know about these, John?
Yes. Well, you know, record collectors are basically looking for music. So what you have is known as a spoken word record.
Okay.
There are several JFK albums out like that. They came out shortly after his death. And to a record collector, they're not worth much more than $10 to $15. But again, to somebody that collects Kennedy or political memorabilia, it may have a different value.
Particularly since it's 50 years old now.
Well, you know, age, just because something is old doesn't mean it's worth money.
No, but what that means is that, like I said before, there are a lot of these things that may be out there, but a lot of them get thrown away. And I know, John, this is one of the banes of your existence, is that people have old vinyl, and they don't even bother putting it out for a garage sale. They just say, well, nobody wants this. I'll just throw it away.
That's true. Absolutely.
All right, Melanie, I'm glad you called. Let's just talk for 60 seconds here about going out and buying stuff that's, you know, the neighbor has a yard sale, and they've got 50 or 100 records in there. Is it worth just offering them $3 for the whole batch?
Well, it all depends what's in there, but just keep in mind what you're looking for is rock and roll, country, blues, soul, and jazz from the 1950s and the 1960s primarily. What we teach people to do once they get our little price guide is don't go out and buy anything the first time you go out. Just go out and write down what you see and then go back and price it out and just kind of feel of what's out there and whether you should have purchased it or not.
And again, if you want to get that price guide, as a listener of this show today, you can get it for half price, $19.95, if you call 800-654-1967. As we used to say in the old days, operators are standing by.
Eating donuts.
800-654-1967 for John Marshall's CD listing the values for over a million records, $19.95 today, or his website is moneymusic.com. And before I let you go, give me the list of the top 10 most valuable Halloween records of all time.
Well, not as valuable as the Stones, but it's a fun list. Number 10, the Monster Mash by Bobby Bortis. Pick it, the album up to $100. As we mentioned, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London, picture disc up to $100. Shep Woolley, the Purple People Eater, on a 78, up to $100. Ted Cassidy, he was the Lurch on the Addams Family.
Right.
And he put out a 45 called The Lurch with a picture sleeve up to $150. The greatest name for a Halloween record was done by Don Hinton, the 45 riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood, with its picture sleeve up to $150. The great Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You, that album up to $200. Poet Rod McEwen recorded as Bob McFadden, put out a 45 Dracula Cha-Cha-Cha, up to $250. Boris Karloff, An Evening with Boris Karloff from 1967 on Decca Records, up to $300. The soundtrack from The Munsters, the TV show, up to $300.
Wow.
And, of course, Michael Jackson, picture disc Thriller, up to $400.
You mentioned Bobby Boris Pickett, the album Monster Mash. I actually have the single.
Well, very important, if you have the single, to have the picture sleeve.
Damn. Dope.
Yeah. With the picture sleeve, it'd be up to around $50. Without it, up to about $10 to $15.
I have one more thing.
Yes.
What is, like, the holy grail of vinyl?
The holy grail of vinyl is a record you probably never heard of. 1966, Berry Gordy wanted a producer at Motown to record a song called Do I Love You. He didn't want to do it, but Berry Gordy talked him into it. His name was Frank Wilson. After he recorded the song, Gordy wanted him to go out and promote it. He didn't want to do it. They got into a big hubbub. Gordy demanded all copies be destroyed. Not all copies were. If you had one today, only promo copies exist, as far as I know. Do I Love You on Soul Records, a subsidiary of Motown, by Frank Wilson, up to $40,000.
Holy moly.
But that's without the picture sleeve.
No picture sleeve at all.
John Marshall, it's always such a pleasure having you on. Have a great holiday season, and maybe I'll talk to you in 2015.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
John Marshall, the website again is moneymusic.com. His phone number is 800-654-1967. Don't call that for individual appraisals of your vinyl, but to order his CD with a listing of over a million recordings and what they're worth. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to check traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right. If you're going westbound 40 just after the Clayton Skinker exit, you've got either an accident or a stall. It's out of camera range, but everybody's bailing out of the left lane, and that's causing traffic to jam solid east of Kings Highway. They're working with an accident on Lime Ferry at Forder, also Telegraph at Coppergate Square. And it looks like now on southbound 270, things are starting to pick up. as you're making your way from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information. Happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
The truth is, gentlemen, that as you get older, your body produces less testosterone, and that's a serious issue. How do you fix it? You fix it by calling the Low T Institute of St. Louis. They are a serious medical facility whose doctors are trained and dedicated to helping men with low testosterone. When you have low T, you're moody, you're irritable, you have belly fat that starts to grow, and lean muscle starts to go away. Am I painting a true picture or not? Well, you might be suffering from low T. Look, this is not a Popeye pill that you take in the morning and all of a sudden you look like Popeye. Low T is a serious issue, and the Low T Institute of St. Louis is covered by insurance and it's FDA approved. So their doctors on staff will give you a battery of tests, and they'll find out if you're suffering from low T. If you are, they'll give you the FDA approved testosterone supplement treatment, and you'll get your testosterone levels to safe, normal levels, and then you're back in business. 314-254-9114 or lowtstl.com.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Research. Price. Find.